Getting the entire Japanese economy back to full power may be much more of a challenge following a big reversal there this week on energy policy. The World's Environment editor Peter Thompson joins us now. Peter, I understand that Japan's prime minister has pulled the plug on the country's plans to expand nuclear power.
That's right, Marco. Ever since the disaster at the Fukushima plant began 2 months ago today, Prime Minister Naoto Kan has stuck by Japan's plan to build 14 new nuclear reactors within the next 20 years. That would have given nuclear a 50% share of the country's electricity supply. But yesterday, Kan abruptly changed course and declared that his government would scrap the plan and, as he put it, start from scratch. Kan didn't provide a lot of details on what might replace that generating capacity, but he did say the country will pour more of its efforts into what he called the dual pillars of renewable energy and energy conservation.
So does that mean Japan is putting the kibosh on nuclear altogether?
No, it certainly does not signal a complete repudiation of nuclear power. Kan does seem to have left the door open to still building some new plants, and his own status is pretty uncertain since he's the fifth prime minister in 5 years. Mm. Also, the nuclear industry is extremely powerful in Japan, so there's no guarantee this new policy shift will stick. And in any case, Japan's likely to be dependent on nuclear for a long time to come, although Kan did admit that the country needs to put a much greater emphasis on the safety of its nuclear plants.
And give us a reality check here, Peter. Is it really feasible that renewables and efficiency alone can become a significant part of Japan's energy mix?
Well, that remains to be seen, of course. The country has lagged behind other big players on renewables so far, but it's ahead of much of the rest of the world when it comes to using energy efficiently. Of course, globally, Marco, renewables are really taking off, and a new report this week from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change said that renewables could provide almost 80% of global energy demand by the middle of the century if governments implement the right policies. So it turns out that one of the interesting things to come out of this terrible disaster in Japan is that the country could become a lab for those kinds of energy policies and technologies.
We'll be watching. The World's Environment editor, Peter Thompson, thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.
Peter's also got a new blog post up on our website today on the latest science on natural gas fracking. A new report has found that fracking can contaminate groundwater with high levels of flammable methane. That's at theworld.org/blogs.